take a step further here, take the sheets I gave out, they're very important. I'm going to take another step further over here in the very interesting sugya of Haurea, which touches at a bunch of new things that we don't know about, called Kenektoi, called Mitoich. Sure, the Rabbanan, sure, the Raisas. A number of you asked me last night about what's the din, not of Mitoich, what's the din if a guy says, I don't want to swear. Not Mitoich, I don't want to swear, stop. What's the din over there? He pays, he doesn't pay. We're going to talk about that in Ritz Hashem. Let's go another step further now. We left off yesterday with a very, very basic kasha. The Be'etzem, if you had time today to see the Marakurs that I printed out for you, in the secondary blade that I printed on side B, he better miss the kasha. In other words, I'll ask you a very simple kasha. The Pashup Shad is, I say the Pashup Shad, as we'll see soon. The Pashup Shad is that the din that the Kenegdoi, when you have a Choshet, so the Kenegdoi swears. That's a mission in Shavuos. Let's re-establish ourselves here. We have a mission in Shavuos that says, I'm invalid, that if a person's a Choshet, he can't swear, the Kenegdoi swears. If I ask you, why does the Kenegdoi get the money? So the Pashup Shad is, that's the Pashup Shad, that's how a believer starts off. The guy who is a Choshet has a din of Mitoich, bets him he should pay. And they slapped on him, we had mercy on him, and we gave a connector. But I ask you, why does the connector get the money? The connector gets the money because he has mitoich. Just. Chazal ate it on. Taisa says two reasons. They ate it on that let the connector swear first before he does the mitoich. So really, that's the Pashup Shad. But that's how we believe starts off. You saw that. That's how he starts. So that's the Pashup Shad in our circuit. That's the Pashup Shad in connector. A guy is a chashid, he can't swear, he has the mitoich. Chazal had mercy on him. So they said, you know something, before you exercise the mitoich, but if I ask you, Mitzad, what are you getting the money? What is he swearing getting money? Whoever has such a thing? The answer is because Mitoch. So I asked yesterday bombastic kasha. But if by the Rabbanan there's no Mitoch, so what's the Gemara's kasha over here that we should say connect there by the Rabbanan? Gemara says Takanta, Takanta. I'm just going to point my kasha. What's going to have to come out to Takanta for? If there's no Mitoch by the Rabbanan, Elamai will tell me. And this is what Rabbanan says in the second of Rabbanan that I printed out for you, that obviously connector is not based on mitoich, right? If you say that you want to do connector by Shua Rabbanan, but Shua Rabbanan does no mitoich, so obviously connector is a free. The question is, I asked the kasha, who told the Gemara that? The second of Rabbanan that I printed out for you says this. He says that, how could the Gemara ask the kasha and say we should say connector, yeah, connector is based on mitoich? But he says connector is not based on mitoich. Because there's no, so my question is, who told the Gemara that? So what I'm really saying is that, I'm saying the following. That if I have, I'm saying math with lambdas. Taisa holds that there's no mitoich by the Rabbanan. In fact, Rabbi Leib in the second Rabbi Leib that I printed you on side B, so how could the Gemara say we should do connector by the Rabbanan? There's no mitoich. The answer is connector is not based on mitoich. When does a guy in the chosh, the connector swears and he gets it, not because of mitoich. There's no mitoich on the Rabbanan. Fregich, okay, I accept that. That's by the way etched in stone, I want to stress. If the Gemara says we should say connector by Yeshua the Rabbanan and by Yeshua the Rabbanan there's no mitoich, and by Yeshua the Rabbanan there's no mitoich, so what's the Gemara's kasha to connect by Yeshua the Rabbanan? There's no mitoich over there. Why should the guy get the money? We have mitoich. You swear you get the money, but you don't have mitoich. Who says you swear? The Torah says connector is not based on mitoich. Fergich. And who told the Gemara that? We pass the mitoich. We pass the command that we do say mitoich. It's much like this Tanoim and Shuos. We pass the whole mitoich. So who told the Gemara the liberty, the luxury of going in and saying that we should say mitoich myself as the one of Vazak Mechatesi? That's the kasha that I left over yesterday. I want to say a long teretz I heard from a basher many, 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 many years ago. Every many is a decade. And he said like this. I said, it's 40. Exactly 40 years ago. I heard this for example. I was in the spa from the teretz. It's a teretz he said over there with his father. His father was a big expert on Shavuos. It's a safer on Shavuos from his father, who was very Yankiv. But either way, it's not important to you. He said it's Ashtik Otera that goes like this. And the Velt says this also. It goes like this. In order to explain this, I'm going to explain the concept. I'm going to give many rais. And this will, by the way, allow us also to expand our knowledge of Shavuos a little bit. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Malif, not what you have on the sheet yet, we'll get to it in a second. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Malif that there's another thing called Hipuch Shavuah. There's a thing called Hipuch Shavuah. What's Hipuch Shavuah? Hibok Shul is very interesting. Hibok Shul, by the way, is a new brand that we haven't bought into until now. Hibok Shul is like this. Is there a shul here? I found a reading more inside. Yeah. Yes, it's coming. Thank you. I tell you what Hibok Shul is. Hibok Shul is like this. A guy comes to me and he says, you owe me money. We'll talk about, let's say, a shul de Rabbanan. Okay, we'll talk about a typical shul has this. A guy comes to me and he says, you owe me money. So I say to him, I don't owe you money. Say it this way, let's say. Talk about Shua Dermana, okay? Talk about Shua Dermana, for example. Okay. So the din is that in a Shua Dermana, I could do something very interesting. Hello, if I swear, I'm off the hook, right? If I swear, I'm off the hook. I swear, Shua says I'm off the hook. I can do a trick. It's a Dermana to Kadin. I can go to the guy and I can tell him, instead of me swearing and pati yourself, I'm going to tell you, you swear and you could take it. Now, I'm saying, what I'm saying is a huge thing. I'm saying to you that instead of me swearing and pattering, if you swear, you can get the money. Hibok Shul, I turned the shul on him. This Hibok Shul is not because of chashir, it's not because of mitoich, a guy who could swear. I have the option of going to the guy and saying, instead of me swearing myself and getting off the hook, I'm going to tell you, you swear and you take the money. Which is, by the way, a huge risk I'm taking, because if the guy's going to swear, he's going to get the money if I would swear and get off the hook. I tell the guy, no, Hibok Shul, you swear and take the money. There's a discussion over here at Afnim Aleph and Shuas whether you could do this trick only by a Shuah Darabonim. You could even do it by Shuah Daraisim. Shuah Daraisim would be a phenomenal thing. Here, Meister, a guy comes to me and says, you owe $1,000. I admit I'm chayiv $500. I have to swear a Shuah Daraisim on the other $500. So I tell the guy, I'll flip it on you. I'll flip it. You swear and you take. Instead of me swearing and patting myself, you swear and you take. There's a thing called Hipoch Shuah. You can flip a Shuah. I'm repeating, this is not a case of choshu, this is not a case of any yochel ishava, it's not a case of mitoich. In every case of shua, the rabbanon, I can flip the shua, I can tell the guy, the shua is on you. What is he gaining? He's gaining a huge amount, by the way. Now I'm going to swear, I'm going to pat to myself. If he'll swear, he'll take it. So I'm giving him an advantage. I have the ability of turning the tables and telling the guy, he pull shua. That's a gemara in Dabim Al-Manav. If you look at the sheet that I just gave you, the Gemara of Malchum et al. Later on the page, look on the list, copy I said. Gemara Shuas of Malchum et al. My Ika ben Deraisa Dabona, Ika ben Ayesha Kenek de Choshet al Shua. The Deraisa Shekenek de Choshet al Shua, Abchinon de Shua Vesomu Aidoch. The Dabona Takan Dabona Dabona Takin. The Gemara says a remarkable Lashon. The Gemara brings down the concept of Kenek de, the Gemara says a Lashon. We flip the shvua and we put it on him. State in the Gemara that the aside of kinegdoi is not stam that, oh, I can't swear because I'm a choshet, so you swear. The Gemara says that the lumdus of kinegdoi is afchino. We flip the shvua, we take the shvua off me, we take the chiv biru off me, and we put it on you. That means there's a dittayr over here which requires some sort of biru, requires some sort of clarification, correct? So, normally I'm the one who has to do the clarification, correct? Now I'm the one under attack, but I'm a choshet. What do I do? What did Chazal do? Chazal did an hipuch shua. They were matuch the shua. They took the shua off him and they put the shua on him. Now there is such a concept as hipuch shua. I'm trying to explain to you. There is a concept called hipuch shua, not in the case of kenegdoi, not in the case of choshet, where I can exercise hipuch shua and say, you swear I take it. Now, by the way, it's not so often that I'm going to exercise such a thing because I'm taking a crazy risk. If you're going to swear you're going to get the money, I'm going to lose the case. I can swear and get out of it. But the guy doesn't want to swear. He thinks he's nervous. I'll tell you, you swear and take it. Kenegdoi is a forced hipuch shua, but it's a hipuch shua. Afchinale, here, loshen, a loshen. Afchinale, we take the shua of you and we flip it on him. Diak number one. Diak number two. The Meiri by us, when he brings down, the Meiri by us, when he brings down our Gemara of Kenegdoi, he says, Mafchinale le shua. So Kovi says, we do loshen inside. It's very interesting, Meiri. The Meiri says, Miri says a lashon here. Thank you. Miri says, just like fix over the shoes there. Miri says a lashon. Miri's lashon is, well, three words. He quotes this Gemara in Shuas, really. That's the truth. What the Miri is doing is quoting the Gemara in Shuas. There it is. There we go. The lashon is like this. Umavchinon shvu osoy lichisha kenegdoi. Your lashon? Umavchinon shvu osoy lichisha kenegdoi. We're mahapik the shvua onto you. There's no question about it. The Demiri is taking this expression. There's no question about it. It's taken from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says avchinon. So we have a Miri, we have a lashon of the Gemara there. But it's more dramatic than that. You open up your Gemaras to the Tesis of Rosh and Dalam and Aleph. Look in the back. I want to read you the Tesis of Rosh and Aleph. I'm going further. So, what is it? I said three things so far. I want to keep track. I have a long journey today. One is that there's a concept called Hipach Shvuah. There's a thing called flipping. Number two is the Gemara says Kenegdo is a flip. Number three, the Miri says Kenegdo is a flip. Number four is a remarkable Tesis of Rosh. Tesis Rosh and Daftal and Alf on the bottom. The bottom Tesis Rosh. A little claim chick of Tesis Rosh. Mitzkini Rabbanan Shvuah the Lekka the Kavosei de Araisa. You remember the Gemara Daftal and Alf, our old aggravating friend, by the Tana Tuna, with Helich, with the Bchei Kamaisa, right? Do Rabbanan make a Shvuah that's Doimit to the Raisa or not Doimit to the Raisa? Remember the whole Cheshbon over there with the Tesis, new type of Hoydos Baldin, Chidush Aran, big raid of Raisa. Remember? Tesis, a whole new type of Hoydos Baldin because there was no Kumpi Hoydos, etc. But the Gemara over there said, Tachlis, the Rabbanan only make Shvuahs which are Doimit to the Raisa. What does the Gemara say over there? If Helich would be Potter, what does the Gemara say? If Helich would be Potter, there'd be no Shvuah, correct? Look at this Tesis of Rosh, a little Tesis of Rosh, it's beautiful. Hello, the Rabbanim made a whole list of shuas, which are not doimit to the raises. Telling me an iron rule that all shuas the Rabbanim have to be doimit to the raises, and that's why if Helik is potter, you can't make a shua. All shuas are neitlins. That whole list of the mission that we spoke yesterday, where a guy swears to get A and to get B and to get C and to get D. What types of cases the Rabbanim were misakin shuas? For example, a guy worked the whole day for somebody. Classic case of poil. The guy sends away to say, "Well, right, I paid you. I don't know. You're allowed to swear. You're allowed to get. I want to pay a takana. That's not kain deraisa. All neitlins are not kain deraisa because deraisa is only to pot to yourself, not to take. You come walking, keeping the kerfer hakol pot. I feel the Rabbanim lohayel on the takin. Can't shua kid have you do me the kerfer hakol? But like Dami Lin is born from the Hosom Mia Ika Shvua the Rice Allah Hoshet. Shaklua Rabbonan Mine Vishadu Ashakenegle. Say funny, it's not clear why he asks only from the Nightland of Shakenegle, okay? That's not my discussion now. But he has a kasha, how can you have a Shvua Sanegle by Shakenegle? What does he answer? He answers, by Shvua Sanegle, it's not a problem. Because Ika mi a Shvua deraisa, there is a Shvua deraisa. Shaklua Rabbanan minei v'shadju ashekenegdoi. This is Lashon. The Rabbanan took it from him. I mean, the bottom place of Roshan Dalam and Aleph. The Rabbanan took it from him. Look at this Lashon. Shaklua Rabbanan minei. The Rabbanan took it from the Chashud. V'shadju ashekenegdoi. Put it on the connector. You have that Lashon? So he says over there, there's no problem of Kain Deraisa because it is Kain Deraisa. I took the Deraisa off him and I put it on him. Although you can't get more blunt than that than this Tesis of Rosh. Tesis of Rosh says explicitly that the way she connect their works is I take the shoe off you and I put it on you. Raya number three. Raya number four. We saw yesterday that there's a Lashon of a Mishnah in Shuas. Chazer Shuah the Mekoima, right? You have two Chashud. The Chashud number one, we do connect. What happens if connect is also Chashud? What's the din? What do we do? Chazer Shuah the Mekoima goes back home. I'll ask a very emotional question. It goes back home. When did it leave home? Here's our Lashon. Chazer Shuah the Mekoima. When Chashud number one was a Chashud. So we slapped it on the connect. When the connect is also Chashud, the Chashud went home. Where did it go home to? When did it leave home? When did the Shuah leave home? Goes back home. His answer is, if he this place of Rosh, if he this me, read it's very good. It left home. Because the Shua traveled from the Chasha number one to Chasha number two, but the Chasha number two, it doesn't land, so it goes back home. Before Shua come out of the Before Shua Lashon, it's a Lashon. I'm thinking right from Alam to Sazach. But it's a Raya at the way it goes. If he's there, I refer to Rosh, he said, the Tovin Noira. He said a Dovah Neira. I asked the Kasha, which is the central Kasha of the Sugya, which Rabbi really asks. How could the Gemara come along and say that by a Shvuah the Rabbanan we should do Kenegdoi? There's no Mitoich. There's no fundamental din that the guy swears. The guy pays, because there's no Mitoich on the Shvuah's essence. What's he going to say, do Kenegdoi? Kenegdoi is based on Mitoich. You have to say, says Rav Leib, Kenegdo is not based on Mitoich. Otherwise, you can't have Mitoich by the Rabbanon. You can't have Kenegdo by the Rabbanon, correct? So he asked the Kasha, who told you that Kenegdo is not based on Mitoich? The Svar Pshut is that Kenegdo is based on Mitoich. You had it in Mitoich. You have to pay to protect you. We come along and say, you swear, in a case where there's no Mitoich, who in the world told you that Kenegdo can go facilitate that you have to get money? Said Rav Asher, the Gemara knew. Said Rav Asher, the Gemara knew that Kenegdo is not based on Mitoich. How did the Gemara know that? Very simple. Since every Kenegdo means I take the Shua off him and I put it on you, so it can't be the reason why you're getting money from Mitoich. He said it very blunt. Mitoich what? Mitoich Sheini Yachol Yishav Mishalm? He doesn't have a Chiyah Shua anymore. I use the Lashon of Tosef Rosh. They took the Shua off you and put it on him. So how could it be that the reason why when number two swears, when the Kenegdo swears, he's getting the money because of his Mitoich? He doesn't have a Mitoich anymore. They took the Shvuah off him. They parted it from the Shvuah. They removed the Shvuah. Abchinon. We take it from... The Lashon HaTosefos is the sharpest of all of them. We take it off you, and we put it on who? So what are you going to tell me? When I swear, the reason why I get the money is because of your Mitoich. What do you mean, your Mitoich? Or Yishav, or Yishalom, he doesn't have a Chiyashua anymore. What Kenegdo did was, Kenegdo is Abchinon. Kenegdo said, I take the Shvuah off A, and I put the Shvuah on B. So now when B swears and he gets it, you can tell me it's because of his Mitoich, he doesn't have a Chiyashua anymore. He doesn't have Mitoich anymore. They removed the Chiyashua. They took it off him. Natlua, says the Tosef Rosh. They took it away from him. Said Rav Asher, Shem's father, that's why it was Pashat to the Gemara. It was Pashat to the Gemara that the Kenegdoi by a Choshet swears and takes it is not because of the Mitoich of the Choshet. Because since the Yesod of Kenegdo means that the Rabbanon removed the Shvuah, Abchinon, and they put it on him, so now he has a Chiyashua. Yenegah doesn't have a Chiyashua. They removed the Chiyashua for him. They said that the beer is now mutal on you. So what are you going to tell me? I'm getting the money because he has Mitoich. He doesn't have Mitoich. He doesn't have a Chiyashua anymore. That means they'll say it sharp. In a place where a guy is a Choshet, Chazal removed the Shvuah from the Choshet and says that the Kenegdo has to swear. So when the Kenegdo swears and gets the money, it can't be because of Mitoich. It can't be because of Mitoich. If it's going to be because of Mitoich, there's no Mitoich over here because they took the Shvuah off him. Melo, I can't hear you. No, because the word is in every din Torah, somebody has to clarify it. Who's the one who has to clarify it? Normally, the one who has to clarify it is the Nitva. When the Nitva can't swear, the Rabbanan says that the job of the clarification is going to be on the Tevea. So, again, no, it's clarifying the din Torah, say it, but there's no Mitoich, there's no Chiyashua anymore. It doesn't interest me. But they removed the Chiyashua because he's a Choshet, so you want to get some sort of clarification, okay? So we're going to facilitate. The other guy's allowed to swear, he'll get the money, otherwise, how much we have right? Don't forget that, okay? The guy's saying he doesn't owe money, okay? He's saying, I don't owe the money, so I took it off Raya. So we're giving you an advantage, we're going to let you swear, boy. And we'll let you swear, we'll let you get the money. He doesn't have Mitoich, because Chazal patted him from the Shvuah. In the case of a Choshet, Chazal will mafkia the Shvuah. That's what the Tosef Rosh said. And that's what Avchina means. So Satushad, they slapped on another Shvuah. They said that Yenachia Shvuah that he had, it's now not mortal on him anymore, it's on the Tevea. So the Tevea swears. Why does the Tevea get the money? Because if his Mitoich, there's no Mitoich anymore, because there's no Chia Shvuah on him anymore. That's the Lashon of Tosef Rosh. They removed the Shvuah from A and they put it on B. Avchinan, Meiri, Avchinan. Chaz v'shul l'makayma, the Shvuah left. That's the terrace to the big kashi yesterday. So the maskana of what I just said is, is that the fee the shita of Tosfos who holds that midrabanan there's no din of mitoich, chayre it's mukrach that the din of kenegdoi which allows the other guy swear to take is not based on his mitoich, and why not? Because kenegdo by nature means I'm taking the shvuah off A and giving it to B. The male is no mitoich anymore on A. So B gets it because of a new reason. In fact, the Gemara, listen to the beauty now. That's what Kenegdo means. So do the same thing by Shua Darbanan. In fact, the Gemara, that's what Kenegdo means. Kenegdo means not Mitoich. Kenegdo means I take it off A, I put it on B. So do the same thing by Shua Darbanan. Do the same thing by Shua Sessus. And the Gemara, takanto, you know. I know what you're talking about. I said there's a Shvuah connected when a guy is a Choshet, Chazal made a new Shvuah that allows you to swear and take. It's a Shvuah Sanhedrin. Why not? I mean, no Shvuah, and by the way, he also doesn't. I said, who cares? That's not good with anything. No, it's not like that. It's not true, by the way. Tomorrow, we'll talk about it tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. We'll share tomorrow, by the way, from me. Sorry to disturb. We'll see how it'll be with you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's talk about it, but it's not true, okay? First off, it's not true, okay? There's a Gemara about this, it's a machlokes by the Rabbanans, the Pashtas. If a guy says, I'm not suing, a few guys ask me, yes, if that's when a guy says, it's a Gemara, come on. When a guy says, I'm not suing, he says, then it's a Forsha Gemara, you pay. So, the guy says, Aini Nishba, you have to pay, except for the fact that by the Rabbanans in general, we're not yuri to money, but by Etzim the Shuah says, by the Raisa, for example, the guy says, I'm not suing, you pay, not because of Mitach. But anyway, so that's Aleph. Okay, so Aleph, it does set off a chiyuv of money, Be'etzim, okay? And Beis doesn't make a difference. Because in the new takana of Shua, they were mechadish a new reason why you get it. You're not getting it for Yana money. So I'm trying to explain to you. You're not getting it for Yana money. You're getting it because of the new takana of Kenegda, which says you swear and you get. One second, I didn't say anything so exciting. Listen carefully. Like, one second, what? No, it's not. It's not. Kenegda is not built off the Yeshua. Kenegda says, I take the Yeshua, we're done with him, and we put it on you. And now we start, and Chazal ate it on, that in this, correct, and Chazal, but Chazal ate it on something else, that when I do the Kenegda, I'm going to get the money. It's a new takana. Chazal said, you're going to swear, we're going to take the Shua off him, we're going to give you the Shua, and you're going to take the money. Mela has no shach, that's why you're wrong in what you're asking, by the way. It's not true. It's a, the Vibalte took it off the first guy, there is no money from the first guy anymore. And the reason why the second Shua takes it is because Chazal gave a koyach for the second Shua to be Zechah, that's the second side of Rebbe Leib, by the way. That the Shua itself gives you a reason to get the money. One second. I want to show you how big Torah is. I want to today, for 5 minutes, go off the blot and show you two rayas from the Poskim that the Yisod of Kenegdo is not based on Mitoch. Two rayas from the Poskim that the Yisod of is not based on Mitoch. Two very simple rayas, by the way. Two simple rayas. It's on the new printout that I brought you now. I'll tell each of you, mamash in 5 minutes, two gishmaka rayas to this big Yisod of Rabosher, that the Yisod of Kenegdo is not based on the Mitoch of the Yenagai, because there is no Mitoch of the Yenagai, because I took off the Shua, and it's now my Shua with a new din that I get idea of the Shua, like Rav Leib's second side. I'll tell you the two rayas, very simple. Listening? Listen carefully. Raya number one. Now listening. Raya number one, raya number one, raya two. The two simple rayas. You all know the din is that when a person swears a Shua deraisa, he has to have what's called Nikita Schefetz, beginning of the second parakshas, the end of the Amat Chesem of Beis. I repeat, when a person says a Shura Deraisa, you have to have a Nikita Schefetz, you have to hold a Chefetz Shemit, you have to hold a Sefer Torah, okay? What happens when a person swears a Shura HaMishnah, which is a Shura in the Mishnah, all the Neitlins, you have to have Nikita Schefetz. What about Hesus? Hesus is a very light Shura. It's Machlekes HaPoiskim. Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzimim Pezayim. Says the Shach, it's in Pesach, it's called Lamed Ches, I printed it out for you. Listen to this remarkable Shach. The Shach says, I have a raya against all the Pesachim, that even when you swear Shua Sessus, even when you swear Shua Sessus, you have to have Nikita Schefetz. Because if you wouldn't have to have Nikita Schefetz by Shua Sessus, so Agmar doesn't make sense. What did Agmar say? Swear Shua Deraisa, because Ruchir Kamaisa, you have Kinegra on that, right? In fact, you have to come on to Ruchir Kamaisa for. You have what? You have Shua Sessus. In fact, the Shach, what do you mean you have Shua Sessus? You don't have Shua Sessus. This is used Afghavina between a Shua Sessus and a Rechir Kamaisa. What's an Afghavina? What did Gemara say? We have to go on to a Rechir Kamaisa, which is a Shua Deraisa. You have a Shua Sessus anyway, which is a Rabbanon. This is used Afghavina. What's an Afghavina? Shua Deraisa needs a Sefer Torah, Nikita Schefetz. You have to hold on to the Schefetz and a Shua Deraisa, and Hesed doesn't need. So how could the Gemara come along? As a fact, the Shach, how could the Gemara come along and say that there's no Afghavina? What do you have to go on to a Rechir Kamaisa in our Sugya? Yeah, anyway, we have a Shuvah Rabbanan. In fact, the Shach is used Nafkamina Shuvah Deraisa needs a Sefer Torah. Shuvah Rabbanan doesn't. A point blank cash. Elamai Tzarei, the Shuvah Sessus needs a Sefer Torah also. A point blank right of the Shach. The Gemara by us says, why do I have to come on to a Shuvah Deraisa of Chir Kamaisi? Anyway, I have to swear by the story of the Raya of Shuvah Sessus. In fact, the Shach is used Nafkamina. The Shuvah Deraisa has a Sefer Torah. The Shuvah Rabbanan doesn't. Elamai Tzarei, the Shuvah Rabbanan needs a Sefer Torah also. In fact, everybody on the Shach, what's the Raya? If our Gemara, we're talking about that the guy himself swears, you have a good raya. Shua Deraisa has Nikita Schefetz, and Shua Deraisa doesn't have. But anyway, you're not the one who's swearing. Who's swearing over here? Who's swearing over here? The Kenegda is swearing. Kenegda is a Shua Samishna or it's a light Shua? She Kenegda is a Shua Samishna. In fact, everybody, what's the Shach's raya? The Shach says, how could the Gemara say that what do you need at the rice? You need a Rabbanan, and the rice has a Sefer Torah, the Rabbanan doesn't. Elamai Tzarei, the Rabbanan needs it. Lo, I'll tell you, you're wrong. The Rabbanan doesn't need a Sefer Torah. But over here, you're not swearing a classic Shua Rabbanan. Over here, you're swearing a new Shua's Kenegdoi. And the Shua's Kenegdoi It's a Shavuos HaMishnah. Shavuos HaMishnah needs a Sefer Torah. It's a stringent Shavuos. It's a new type of Shavuos. It's a Shavuos Kenegdoi.
Worse than the
Hesses. Yeah, why not? Why can't it be worse than the Hesses, by the way? The Hesses is a Shavuos Hesses, and then we act, because when there's a guy, there's a Chwach, 20 whites, we worse than the Hesses, because there's a thing called a Choshe with a new Takona called a Kenegdoi. Chazal made a Takona, that whenever a guy is a Choshe, there's a Kenegdoi. That takana applies by the rice, applies to one. Our guy who's a chashid, we swear connector. That connector is a chomer de kashua. That connector is a chomer de kashua. So why should he get away without a wedding quilt? Why should he get away without a sefer Torah? As I fact developed, Hamevin Yavin, that according to this rate, is a lot easier. Why? Because if I learn that the aside of connector is that I take the shua and place it on that guy, so then it can't be that the connector is more chomer than the hesses. What I'm saying is like this. If connector is a new shua, so maybe Hesses doesn't need a Sefer Torah, and the Connector needs a Sefer Torah. I don't have a problem with that. It's a new Shua called Connector, which is international. But if I learn that the aside of Connector is that I take the Shua and I put it on you, then the Shach's right is Kimein Chemer. I printed out the Shach for you, by the way, in the top of the sheet here. The Shach says that if Hesses doesn't need a Sefer Torah, what's the Gemara saying? You don't need a device, you have a Darbon, and the world's apart. A Shua device needs a Sefer Torah, a Shua doesn't. Fair, we're not talking about a Shua Darbon, we're talking about a Connector. The answer is connector is a mirror copy of what you're getting. You're taking it off them and putting it on the other guy. The Mela, if there's no Sefer Torah on the Hesses, then there's no Sefer Torah on the connector. That's the Shach. But I have a much more powerful raya. I have a raya she'enel that tshuva to this yisoid. I always say, there's a Rebbe Kivega. I printed out a little Rebbe Kivega for you over here in Simen Ayin Hay on the sheet here. Listen to the raya. We passing like a Priya Kamaisa. That what? Let's remind us, what's a Priya Kamaisa? Wake up in the middle of the night. What's a Priya Kamaisa? I go to a guy, give me $1,000. He says, no, I have Adam on 500. We passing like a Priya Kamaisa, you have to swear the Raisa. What happens if the guy's any a day on the other 500? He can't swear. Do we send me Teich or not? What? Sure, the Raisa, Priya Kamaisa, he can't swear because he's an any a day on the other 500. 500. Are you 500 any a day? I apologize. Aiden say 500, and the other 500 he's in any other day. He can't swear. Do we say mitoch? Says Rebbe Kivega. No, look at Rebbe Kivega. Near Beinai. Vim toan al hashar any other day. 500 Aiden said he owes. The other 500 the guy says I don't know. Loyer mina be mechuy yeshua ve'ani ochel shal shal. We don't say mitoch. Why not? Given the isa mikoch gilgul shvua. Rebbe Kivega learns that the tzad hashav is not like Rashi and the Ravan, that it's from where, excuse me, that it's from where, like Tosis, that it's from where Eidach. Where's the tzad hashav from? Gilgushua. Svila la very post can do all mean baby toy. For Gilgushua we don't send me toy. Yes, I Kivager. Kivager drops an atom bomb. We passing like a Priya Kamaisa. We passing that if I go for guys and we $1,000 and Aiden say he owes 500, he has to swear on the other 500. What happens if he can't swear in your there? So by way of mix us, what do we say? What do you do in way to mix us? What about Priya? He says let's make a cheshbon. We didn't learn a Priya out of a Tzad HaShava. Where from? Why do we mix us in Gilgushua? Many places can hold it by Gilgushua, we don't say mitoch, it's only a Gilgushua. So the male, if you bought by Gilgushua, there's no mitoch. So Rabbi Yechia Kamaisa, we just learned that a Gilgushua doesn't have mitoch. Says Rabbi Kiva Egrin, Simen Ayin Hei, over here, Simen Ayin Hei, Sif Dalid, there's no mitoch by the Shua of Rabbi Yechia Kamaisa. Isn't that a word of the idea? There's no mitoch by Rabbi Yechia Kamaisa. If I go to you and say you owe me $100 and you admit 500 or 500, I don't know, you have Shua's advice, you can't swear, and you're there. With the mitoch. Yes. The same exact case by Rechia Kamaisa. Says Rebbe Kivega, you don't worry about it. There's no mitoch. Why? A cheshbon. You learn Rechia Kamaisa out of a tzad shavah, what? Of Moed Mikzos and Gilgul. Gilgul doesn't have what? Doesn't have mitoch. So you learn it out of Gilgul. And Gilgul doesn't have mitoch. Mela, there's no mitoch by Rechia Kamaisa. Ad Khan, Rebbe Kivega, in Simen, Ay, and Hey. You can't get clearer than that. He says it black on white. So one second. I said I don't owe you 500. Or 500 in your data.
So
very simple. Yeah. Well, that's a good record. Yeah. It's not white. That's for sure now. Anyway, so I have a cash. So we can make it since nobody talks by where. We can make it since nobody talks by where. But here come Isa. So how could the Gemara say connect? So you'll say to me, Elamai, the Gemara took on, that you can have connector without what? Without mitoich, right? How can you say connector? How can you give the other guy to swear? There's no mitoich in Rechia Kamaisa. The story of the riot was Rechia Kamaisa. What happened? We'll call him the hungry shepherd, we agreed yesterday, right? The hungry shepherd went and ate two sheep. Adam said, what? Adam said he ate more, okay? Excuse me, I apologize. Adam said he ate 2 sheep, right? And I'm tying 10 sheep. I'm tying he ate 10 sheep. And Adam said he only ate 2. That's the story that happened here. And so the Gemara says, Kenegdoi, Chashid, Chashid Kenegdoi, what do you mean Kenegdoi? There's no mitoich here. Rabbi Kivega says there's no mitoich. So what's the Kenegdoi getting money for? Elamai, Rabbi Kivega understood this. So Fegich, I have a kasha on Rabbi Kivega. Who told the Gemara that there's such a thing called Kenegdoi when there's no mitoich? Maybe there's only Kenegdoi when there's mitoich, like Rabbi Yehuda Miktsas. Does you have a Gemara that says we should do Kenegdoi by Rabbi Kamaisa? Who told you? If there's no mitoich by Rabbi Kamaisa, maybe you don't do Kenegdoi by Rabbi Kamaisa. That's the way to ask the kasha. The way to ask the kasha is that after Rabbi Kivega taught us that there's no mitoich by where, after Rabbi Kivega taught us that there's no mitoich where, there's no bechir kamaisa. So who told the Gemara that takad is kenegdoi? Maybe kenegdoi is only based when you have mitoich. We have a reason to pay. Well, it's right that it was a no-brainer that whenever you have kenegdoi, there's no mitoich, and therefore it applies even bechir kamaisa. This is a murder raya, no? I brought you a raya that kenegdoi is not based on mitoich. Rabbi Kivega says that bechir kamaisa there's no mitoich. But I'm asking more than that. Okay, so what the Gemara asks, who told the Gemara like that? Maybe Taki only say kenegdoi when there's a mitoich, when you have to pay. We say kenegdoi, so whoever gets it, bechir kamaisa. Who told the Gemara? The answer was pasha to the Gemara that kenegdoi is not based on mitoich. Why is it pasha to the Gemara? Because ma'abchinam, because there's no chiyuv mitoich on the guy anyway, because that's what kenegdoi means. That's niflu moed amitoich shel Torah. One second. That's part one. Now we begin part two. That's good? That's Niflum Moid. Gewaldig. One second, I didn't stop to take questions. Yeah. We'll get to you now. One thing at a time. Now we begin part two. All this is true in the world of Tysus, everything we said is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. But in the Ran and Shavuos that I asked you to see today, it doesn't go. The Ran is a spokesman for many Rishonim and Shavuos. Who's the one who made a trask about this Ran? Reb Leib. There was no space on the sheet to print out the next Reb Leib. I'll print it out tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, okay? Reb Leib, who's the Rav Shmaitzer here, he brings that the Ran in Shavuos that I asked you to see today argues on everything I said till now. How do I know that? Let's build. So he just finished Nashita number one in the Sugya. What are you called? With all the Torah that we said. Now we begin part two. The Ran argues. On the Mishnah in Shavuos, on the Mandalot over there, the Mishnah brings a list of Shavuos HaNeidlins. I'm going to say, what's a classic Shavuos HaNeidlins? Let's begin now. Classic Shavuos HaNeidlins is a guy who worked all day, who wants to get paid. Baba says, I paid you, I don't know you, you didn't work for me. The Chazal made a takana for pile of called Shavuos HaNeidlins, you swear and you get. And other cases like that, okay? Frekta. Ran and Tesis over there, but I printed out the Ran today. In fact, the Ran on the mission over there. I have another case of Neitlin. I have a bunch of cases, but I'll talk about this case. One of the classic cases of Neitlin, I printed it all out today, clearly, very clearly, and I broke up the Ran into 3 parts, if you noticed. There's a Mishnah in Ksubas da Pezayin called Pergemes Ksubasa. First of all, you need to know it if you're Jewish. So I'll explain to you what it is. A lady comes with a Ksuba. Ksuba says, talk about a fat ksuba, $1 million. Okay? And husband died, husband's alive, comes with a ksuba. The husband says, I paid you. She admits she got part of it. Now let's go slowly over there. The lady over there swears that she was one of the mixers, yes or no? Be the raisa. Why can't she swear she was one of the mixers, the raisa? Because Moed HaMikdash was only said by when Niftarin, not Neidlin. Over there, she's coming to take. What is she swearing? She's swearing, what's she going to swear, by the way? She's a Moed HaMikdash. But she's a Moed HaMikdash who's a taker, because she wants to get the rest of the ksuba, correct? That's what happened. She was poiking in the ksuba. She damaged the ksuba. The ksuba says $1 million. She agreed, she got 200K already. So she's a Moed HaMikdash, so you can't let her swear to get the other 800, because she's a taker. So the answer is, what happens is, Habagemetz Miksuba, is she swears. She swears. Not a deraisa shvua, a derabanan shvua, correct? Why can't it be a deraisa shvua? Because there's no such thing as a deraisa shvua to take money. But derabanan, there is such a thing as a shvua taking money. So she's a moedim and mikdash. She was moedim, she got 200K out of the million. She has to swear a shvua sanaitlin to get the other $800,000. That's called hapagemis miksubasa. I was poigim in the ksuba. I damaged, I made a dent in the ksuba. So we felt I made a dent in the ksuba. You tined it, I tined it a million. You tined it back, I paid you all of it. I admitted I got part of it. So I'm paying him in the ksuba. So I'm away to the mikzah, but I'm not away to the mikzah shuchayav shuva the reisah, because I'm coming to take. Chazal made a shuva, swear, and you'll get the other 800. In fact, the Ran, why doesn't the Mishnah in shuas bring it down, the list of shuas on Eilin? In fact, the Ran, look at the sheet that I gave you. Why doesn't the Mishnah in shuas and Afim Dalal bring down hapagemes b'ksubasa as one of the list of shuas on Eilin? Right? One of the list of shuas on Eilin. A lady who admits she got part of her ksuba swears and gets the rest of her ksuba. She's a neutral, says the Ran, the Teretz, is all printed out on your sheet from today. The Mishnah only brings down things that you wouldn't get without the Shua. For example, I come and say I worked for you a whole day. If not for the Shua, you're not going to get the money. How much to make a variety? The guy says I paid you. So the Shua Sanoitlin allows you to get the money. You agreed? But if Gemma speaks of us, if there wouldn't be a Shua Sanoitlin, what would be the din, by the way? You would get it or you wouldn't get it? You would get it. She has a Ksuba. She admitted 200, so she'll collect 800. The Mishnah only brings Shuas HaNeilin where the Shvua enables you to get the money. Like a guy who worked the whole day without the Shvua, he's not going to get paid. The guy says, I paid you, or the guy says, you didn't work for me. In a Ksuba, without the Shvua, I'm going to get the money. Chazal slapped on the Shvua, you can't get the money until you swear. The Mishnah only brings down Shuas HaNeilin where it's the Shvua that's enabling you to get the money. In places where you're getting the money because of other reasons, without the Shvua, then you don't. Mishnah doesn't bring it down. So the Ran in Shuas Daf Medal set a rule. The Mishnah only brings down cases of Shuas HaNeilin where without the Shvua you wouldn't get the money. In the case of Pogemes Ksuba, you'll get the money without the Shvua. Fakir, the Shvua says you don't get the money until you swear. Fakir, the Ran, part 3 in the Ran, look inside the Ran I printed out for you. Fakir, the Ran, the Mishnah does bring down the case of Shuas HaNeilin where you get it without the Shvua. Where's that case? Kenegdoi gets the money because of what? Kenegdoi gets the money because of mitoich. So how could I say a set of rules that the Mishnah in Shavuos didn't bring down for Gemes B'Ksubasa because the Mishnah only brings down cases where you would not have gotten it without the Shavua, and the Shavua enables you to get it. And that's why for Gemes B'Ksubasa is not there, because for Gemes B'Ksubasa you get it without the Shavua. The Mishnah brings down Kenegdoi, and Kenegdoi gets the money not because of the Shavua. Kenegdoi gets the money because of the mitoich. If you don't mind, I want to let it ride inside with you. We got to print it out for you today. In round number one, the Ran said, "Umak shuhach, look inside." The nishbav and neilin feinin. Now, there's other cases of nishbav and neilin. Ika pagemis ksubasa. They rechamida shiperua. Nichzei yisayim. There's all types of cases where a person has to swear in order to get. Round number two. Yesh lema akika choshev hani di medina loyavit lo bishkor klal. The Mishnah only brings down cases where you shouldn't have gotten it. El shachamim tiknu shu neitlin bishvua. The shvua enables you to get it. Aval hanu, the case of a gemis b'ksubasa, the medina is lo bishkor b'lo shvua. You're supposed to get it. El shachamim ichmir alem. El shachamim says, in order to get it, you have to swear. That the Mishnah doesn't bring down. Round number three. So Glei brings down that this ranch state, there are two types of Shuas HaNeilin. The Shuas HaNeilin where the Shvua is what enables you to get it, otherwise you're not going to get it, like a guy who worked the whole day. And then there are Shvuas where the Shvua is not enabling you to get it. You're getting it because he's supposed to get it. Just they slapped on a chumra. If you want to get it, you have to swear. For example, ksuba. You're going to get the ksuba anyway. You have a shtar. Justin, the chazal machmer on you. Says the Ran in Shuas, Iran, which classification is kenegdoi in? Which type of neitlin is kenegdoi? Zok the Hele Garan. You know what it is? It's the type that you get it anyway. It's not the shvua that's giving it to you, because the reason why you get the money, says the Ran, is why? It's because of mitoich. The shvua is a chumra that you don't get it without swearing. Shtei mefurish in the Ran, says Reb Leib. Says mefurish in the Ran, says Reb Leib, that everything we said in Tosfos is not true. Everything we built in Tosfos is not true. That what? We prove from Tosfos. I want to repeat again. I prove from Tosfos, who says that there's no mitoich by the Rabbanon, that there's kenegdoi without mitoich. Period. I repeat again. I prove from Tosfos, who says there's no mitoich by the Rabbanon, and there is kenegdoi, if not for takata, that kenegdoi is not based on mitoich. Okay? I asked, who told the Gemara that? I said, a whole shtickle tell you. The Gemara knew that because the Gemara knows that Kenegdo means Afkinan. You heard what I just said? I wonder if you heard what I just said the first half today. In the first half, what I said today was that it's Mefurish in Taisus. If there's no Mitoich by a Drabbanan, how could the Gemara say Kenegdo? How can you get money? The answer is, Kenegdo is not based on Mitoich. Who told the Gemara that? That's the shtickle tell you that we said for a Basher, because Kenegdo means that took away the Shua from you. But the Ran disagrees. The Ran says explicitly that the reason why the connector guy gets the money is because of the mitoich of Yana guy. Where do I see it in the Ran? Because the Ran says there's two categories of Shuas HaNoilins. There's one type of Shuas HaNoilin, which is that you wouldn't have gotten it bechlal, you're not supposed to get it, but the Shuas HaNoilin gives it to you. There's another type of Shuas HaNoilin, where the Vard is you're supposed to get it, just they will machmer on you and said in order to get it you have to swear. And the Ran said the connector is type 2. The Ran says the connector is the type that you're supposed to get it because of mitoich. Just Rabbi Chazal made a stop line and said you have to swear to get it, but you're getting it as mitoich. Suck your blade, stay in the Ran, not like everything we said, stay in the Ran, that the connector is based on the mitoich. That means, if I go ask you a question, I'll ask you, tell me, the dinner of a connector by a chashid is based on the mitoich of the chashid? The fitaisis it can't be, because the Gemara says by the Rabbanon, and by the Rabbanon there's no mitoich. All I did was I explained today by Hachava with Rayas with the Shachar of Kivega, why it can't be. Why is it poshut that it has to be like that? But we have a Ran who says the other way around. The Ran says we're not done yet at all. We're only at the beginning. Stop folding up your papers, yeah? And the Ran says Nishta Zoy, Zucker Blade. Zucker Blade, the Ran says not like that. The Ran says that the reason why you get the money is connected. Atke Dekach, that it's type 2 Neulim. What's fair now? Now we get to the ultimate Kasha. So what's fair? Okay. What? So now what's fair is Manashach. Now what's fair is Manashach. What does the Ran hold? Is it Mitoich by the Rabbanan or not? What does the Ran hold? Is it Mitoich by the Rabbanan or not? Make up your mind. If there's no Mitoich by the Rabbanan, so what's fair? Suppose what's happening is you say connected by the Rabbanan. There's no Mitoich by the Rabbanan. You yourself say there's only connected when there's Mitoich. The connect is based on the Mitoich. So if you hold there's no mitoich by the Elmai, you'll tell me, the Ran holds, obviously, there is mitoich by the Rabbanon. So what's your this mitoich by the Rabbanon? So then what do I care if the Takanta or Takanta? The guy should pay. And it's before in the Gemara, Rabbi Liner, that you don't pay. The Gemara says that the din is we give you a shvor, either connect, or what's the Gemara say the din is? Connect this way, correct? But it's before in the Gemara that you don't pay. That's why Taisa says, what about the mitoich? There's no mitoich. But according to the Ran, that to be mitoich. So Manashach. If you tell me like Tosfos who holds that Kenegdo is not based on Mitoich, and we said the Tifa Lomdas that it's not based on Mitoich, because the whole Lomdas of Kenegdo means they took it off you and put it on B, so it can't be based on Mitoich. Good. But the Ran's boys always believe. The Ran I just brought you now before says it is based on Mitoich, and that's why it's a type 2 Neilu, not a type 1. So then I'm on a shock. If you hold that there's no Mitoich by the Rabbanan, what did Gemara ask? I go back to yesterday's manual. Well, I go back to Taisus question. What did you ask? What did you ask me? Akash Mitoich. What did you ask me? Connected. There's no Mitoich. There's no connected. Elamai, you hold that what? That by the Rabbanan there is Mitoich. So then what is the no Mitakanta Takanta Leavdinon? What did Gemara ask? Say connected. Based on Mitoich, right? What did Gemara ask? Takanta Takanta Leavdinon? So what? So do like where do we have a case with Takanta Leavdinon? Two Chashudim. What do we do with two Chashudim? When both are chosher, what do? I go back home, chosher about the Lukaim, what do? And I say, Mitoich. So why do you say Mitoich? Why do I want them? So El might tell me there's no Mitoich, why do I want them? So what do I ask? How late is no such thing as connected without Mitoich? We should have asked part one that there's a connector not based on Mitoich. It was beautiful. Everything's good. But if you hold that the connector is based on Mitoich, like it says before in the Ran, so what's the Gemara's kasha? There's no Mitoich, why do I want them? El might you hold that there is Mitoich, why do I want them? So then what do you want to answer? Takanta, takanta, who cares? Takanta, takanta, loyalty. And we say, we don't do it. So go back and give him a tarif. You're the one that gives him a tarif. Now, where do we see that? We see that by two choshes. Every time by two choshes, what do we do? Choshes, shulam, okay, when you have to pay. That's the Mamana Shach Dikar Kasha on the Ran. How's the Ran going to answer this Kasha? I'm going to say, you dray tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I'm going to say share, just it will be on screen. I'm going to tape it shortly before share, because I have a flight around the same time as share. It's a little bit, even for my nerves, it's too tight. What? You can see me and I'll shtoch Rabbi Friday and Rabbi Yaroshov. You have to be there, yeah. You're drawn. Anyway, it will probably be a minus one with the shiva as a built-in screen. I would have called, I'll tape the share shortly, people. I think it will be the closest thing to live as possible. Very, very, very important share tomorrow. So I expect you all to come to the regular Marmar Kempis tomorrow, regular share. To be an exact detail of where it is exactly. Sunday you're off. Rez Hashem. Monday we're starting the sugya of Eidim and Seah lifting the shiva. And tonight's regular schedule. What do we have? Since the show tonight. Shalom.